K-State Nation, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Gritter III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. 2013 K-State graduate. Now, of course, current boys podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is football all the way to indoor. Men's, women's track and field team coming around the corner in several weeks in the new year, Lord willing. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out this unique podcast that we try to cover all things K-State sports. That is the tagline. It's been a tagline since Ayoka Lee, Aaliyah Carter, hopped on and attended K-State University. That's how long it's been, folks. We've been on a podcast, so thank you so much again for taking time, especially throughout the year, or you've been in and out during this transition period. Thank you so much for, again, I cannot say that enough, as, look, especially in the last, 4 or 5 months, this podcast has risen up a little while. So it's been quite shocking, to be honest with you. And I'm just always excited to talk K-State athletics with you guys. So thank you so much for hanging in with me throughout the 2024 calendar year. And this young lady already made her commitment to K. This was big on socials yesterday. Figure, you know what? What's to stay? K-State wants basketball. It's hot topic right now, and rightfully so. Probably the top team in Kansas at the Kansas State University, at the KSU campus right now. But this girl's only a sophomore and already committed to a university, which your university, K-State University Wildcats. Maddie Vickery made her announcement yesterday, or actually over the weekend on Saturday. She will be coming to Manhattan. She is currently going to Washburn Rule. She's only opted. Now I'm thinking to myself, she's a senior, or at least a junior, right? No. This young girl is only a sophomore. A sophomore. You see this here and there, whether that's football, whether that's men's basketball, that talented recruits will commit early, very early. And again, we're in this day and age now. Again, I know I sound like a repeating horse here. A dead horse on this topic. But again, for those of you new that, or kind of don't pay attention to the recruiting process or whatnot, this is where we're at now. College athletics, the NIL, people want that money. It's all about the money, right? But it's a rarity. This right here is kind of old school. You know, I want to go here. I want to be committed 100% to a college. You do not see this nowadays. Now you see guys chase money. Even some ladies now will chase it, but it's the majority of the guys that will chase the money around, right? But this is old school. I like this. Maddie Vickery, only a sophomore, going to Washburn Rule, and she's already turning heads, and she picked K-State over Oklahoma, SEC University, in Oklahoma State. Oklahoma is pretty, we know that from Oklahoma's time in the Big 12. Now they're in the SEC. Oklahoma State still in this conference there as well. Vickery told on three, quote, "More than anything, it just felt like home." And she goes on to say, "They just check all the boxes. No other team fit the category of checking every box, being on campus, meeting the staff, it mean the team. It's just the culture and community of Manhattan," end quote. And yeah, she's not from it. She's not very far from Manhattan now. Washburn Rule, that's in the Pika area. There again, where she's only a sophomore. And right now, of course, she got high school basketball right now going on right now. Currently in Vickery is putting it down. And I did see yesterday she was with the coaching staff, Jeff Mitty. She was at the basketball game yesterday, as K-State took care of Cincinnati. That is when this podcast comes out. That should be already out wherever you get your podcast. The postcast edition on that, more on that. You want to listen to that? Go back and download, check it out before you check out this episode. But yeah, so she was out there. She took a picture with the team. Yeah, she got 2.5 years left before that. So this is old school. This is what I'm talking about right here. Being this committed this far out. I had a conversation with a dear friend of mine on a run yesterday, and he talked about, you know, training for something that is far out in advance, right? This is, again, this is a rarity nowadays that a commitment like this, Maddie Vickery, shout out, choosing the Cats, this far out in advance over those schools. Not again. And this is pretty, and you can probably go back to the DJ Diabonsta whole episode thing there where he came to K-State. Well, he didn't choose K-State, but coming at it, checking it out on all that, you know, you figure on the men's basketball side anyways that you figure, you know, you're in that. And then all of a sudden, you know, again, that's an example, a clear example of chasing the bag. This is where everything is at. Way up here, chasing the bag way up here, but you love the university, you love the community, and all that. The coaching staff, it takes the second priority. Number one priority these days is that money. The second priority is university, being around your teammates, your friends, and loving the place that your city that you're at. And shout out to, again, the parents. Her parents might have 90% of that decision there for her there. But again, it's the individual. And I am already, look, I never met the lady, obviously. But just reading some articles on her and everything else like that, this young girl is pretty good there. And she already got a head on her shoulders. And yeah, putting that lavender purple on. Ooh. So already. Making some headlines with that. And yeah, she got the rest of sophomore year at Rossboro and two more years at that, I'm going to say university, at the high school before even attending Manhattan. This is impressive right there as well. And of course, kind of scanning the rest of the on three, she does talk about geography, the location. Yeah, that, again, I just said it. What I've been reading this, Topeka, that's not that far from Manhattan. So, yeah, you think you hear nowadays with the homesickness and whatnot, it's a big thing. It's real. I can attest to that now. So, but congratulations, Maddie Vickery. Made the announcement over the weekend. It will be committing to K-State when she finishes high school at Rossboro Rule. They did see some numbers on her from the WIBW page here. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Maddie Vickery committing to the K-State women's basketball team, folks, over the weekend. Let me get to that here. She did, if you weren't on socials this weekend, Maddie Vickery, at Matt Vickery Maddie. There you can see what a picture. Yeah, class of 2027. Yeah, she got a bit there, but already stamping her next location for her college career. 500 points her freshman year, playing a big role in the Junior Blues' second place finish at a 6A state tournament there. Again, she is going currently to Rossboro Rule. So all that saying, congratulations to that there. She was super excited there. She spent the entire weekend in Manhattan there, visiting the coaching staff, Jeff Mitty, and the rest of the staff, and then spending some time with the current team, obviously, and then going to the Cincinnati game, being in attendance and part of that huge crowd, right, and deservedly so. This team, this K-State basketball team, women's basketball team right now, is the talk of Manhattan right now, for sure, over this men's basketball team, for a lot of good reasons. But yeah, obviously, taking part in that, so it was a great weekend there for the Vickery family there, as well as their daughter. It will made her announcement over the weekend that she is going to Manhattan and will be part of that basketball team in a couple more years. Class 2027, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts found, free and available daily. Or never had a chance to record Kansas State content. Big news off the field, off the court, and on court for the K-State women's basketball team there, as they're 13-1. I think they should be ranked higher than that. I will talk about more than that right now, but Maddie Vickery will head to Manhattan to continue her basketball career. In a couple years, she made an early announcement over the weekend, picking Kansas State over the Oklahoma University's folks, OU and Oklahoma State. Alex Aiden out there in Southern California. Again, we will resume content over on the Podbean app. Well, I want to get at least one more episode in before the 2024 year is up. Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast on there. Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another women's basketball episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.